Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Yes, sir. We're back like we never left again. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we're the old school, coming at you live 1040 O Street on this beautiful day after a little bit of a chilly start, remnants of Bloomington, but we're going to warm it up here. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We appreciate you guys, obviously, in the last, like always. Feel free to keep texting in questions, ideas, so forth and so on. It's Wednesday, so you got to officially move on. But before you move on, obviously, you got to, you know, obviously forgive yourself. But never forget. Obviously, we talked about it on Monday. But I think part of the process of, you know, didn't listen to any of the coordinators talk just because of, you know, my view on the game is a little bit different just because having played and just understanding the eye test is huge for me. And then, you know, watching the game five times, looking at it and look at what it could have been, should have been, you know, what it could have, should have, we'd all be drunk or whatever, whatever the saying is. And so, it's a unique week, because if the schedule was, we were going to play Purdue or USC or UCLA, the aura around the, past performance would, you know, the it would be a lot different. It'd be like, okay, let's see if this team can bounce back and take a huge step and get a win. Now you're facing the, you know, quite frankly, even though they lost to Oregon, probably the best team in the nation, right? You know, talent wise, or, you know, right there with Texas and Georgia and all them. And so you go on the road again, another 11 a.m. kickoff or 12, or, you know, where you'd be playing at. So what are the expectations? What are the new expectations? Have they changed? And were expectations met last week from a player standpoint? Emphatically, no, obviously. You know, obviously when you get beat like that, everybody's, you know, got to take some blame. But ultimately, when you're out there on the field, you know, you got to figure it out. And, you know, to the tune of 49 points. Indiana's a good team. They really are. They're a good team. They got good players. They're not a great team. And, you know, they figured out a way to do what they do. And that's what you know, you got to respect that. And they're definitely worthy of where they're ranked. But, you know, they're not to the tune of 49 points. And it's just, that's just not acceptable. So, you know, moving forward, man, I think, you know, the hardest conversations, man, is to have with yourself as an athlete. When you let yourself down, let your teammates down, let your coaches down, hometowns, whatever it is, your why. And that's the hard, you cannot avoid those conversations. Those are hard conversations to have, man. Because
the point is that you have them, so you don't feel that way again, right?
The biggest way to get past a game that you disappoint yourself, and I'm gonna tell you this, it's no different. I'll be just 100% frank with you guys. And I've said it, and I'll keep saying it. I felt like one of the most talented teams, again, just like 83 team that didn't win it for whatever reason. I felt like there was players playing weren't ready for that type of game against Texas. I felt like, look, we lost the game on defense, quite frankly. We got beat on a 4th-and-1 play, man-to-man defense, you know, where they threw it to the tight end, game, set, match. We didn't answer the bell at a chance of pretty much being the – if we win that game – say we win that game, we beat Florida State in the national championship. We win 97, that's 4 in a row. It would never have been done again. 3 in a row. Then 4. We didn't. We skipped a year. Took a time off. So, you know. So
what conversations did you have then after 96, right?
Right.
You couldn't avoid those tough conversations.
Right. It took a while to get there. And after that, you know, we had a month before we played Virginia Tech. And they were a good team. They had, you know, Jim Drunka Miller, Oxendine, the Washington brothers. Both of them played, you know, 6+ years in the league. They had another big tackle, played 10. They had a really good defense. You know, I had my boy Keon Carpenter and all them. Pearson Prelu, who played 12 years. It was a great match. I mean, obviously we ended up playing, but we didn't play well. But the conversations that we had after that season were some of the hardest that you had to have individually, collectively. Coach, like, not really with the coaches, the players within ourselves. Hey, man, it was a turning point and probably led us to win in 97. I'd probably venture to say 96 team was more talented. 97 was just, we had to get over that, over letting ourselves down, not once but twice.
What percentage of the guys bought into having those conversations? Pretty close to 100, I assume?
No. I mean, I've said it before. Listen, you know, we had pretenders. There's still pretenders that I played with walking around here. Hmm. But they knew just to stay out of the – they just stayed out of the way. That's every team, man. Hmm. But this week right now, you just got to have the conversations with yourself and say, okay, let's really peel this onion back. And let's get down to business.
Was it guys that were around in 94 and 95 that initiated those conversations?
Yeah, because they were the seniority guys. And so I think it's just if they decide to take control of the team, in which they probably do, but really, really be more demanding of each other from a standard standpoint, they'll end the season just fine.
Who's going to do that exactly off this group? Like we talk freely that well, somebody needs to lead and this conversation needs to be had and these changes need to be made.
Right.
But in every one of these situations, it has to be somebody.
Yeah, specific. I'm sure like the guys. I mean, I'm not solely focused on the defense, but I got high expectations for them. So I'm sure like Ty Robinson and Bullock and those guys and Jamari probably, you know, had some conversation with, you know, within themselves and they know right from wrong. They know right from wrong. I mean,
do we know? Do they know what the wrong is? Identified what? Austin and I were talking yesterday and asked the question: have they identified what happened? Like, and identity requires some honesty, some deep rooted honesty. Okay, here's what actually happened. Here's what we know versus what we think we know. As Simple likes to say, right? Here's what we know versus what we think we know. And then somebody has to say, okay, Jay, you going to lead us? Austin, you going to lead us?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have guys that are going to be out in the forefront, but everybody needs it. Look, everybody played bad. So they really,
right?
Really, they know. So they all know where it's at. But internally, you know, like everybody, I mean, Everybody, I mean, I get it, man. You know, like, you could talk, like, you could talk about plays. That's fine. Okay, so that means you're going to, like, that ain't going to change nothing, man. Like, I just told you, like, we're in 96, man. I could tell you, man, I don't care if Coach Darlington there. That's like, look, dude, that wasn't working. I told you before the game. I told Craig Bowl before the game. It ain't going to work. It didn't work, right? That's the greatest coaching staff of all time. It happens. It does happen. But we controlled. That's what I'm saying. We controlled how we did handle it. Now, I don't think that, I mean, obviously we had the flu and all this other stuff. I just think it's, you know, like, doesn't matter the call. I mean, it does in theory, right? I mean, if you're trying to say, like, you're going to play, have Jay Foreman guard Randy Moss all the time, then that's for sure. But in the basics of it, you can't sit up there and sit up and worry about plays, calls, defensive fronts on that until you handle the foundation of what you control when you arrive at the gym, the baseball diamond, the football field. Everything that you control, it has nothing to do with where you're playing.
Is it fair to imagine that somebody in that room, that Jay Foreman would walk in the room and say, okay, scratch this, 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 and this, right?
I mean, like for this last game?
Yeah.
I ain't scratching nothing. Dude, yeah. First of all, we got...
Like you kind of knew. You kind of knew what it...
Like, nah, this is not a... I'm sure that the coordinators probably said that they could call better plays. That's great. The execution, it does. If you're not executing, it doesn't matter what's called. That's my point. I don't need you to scratch anything. I can come tell you that stuff needs to be scratched when we're operating and we're playing with the right intentions and the mindset and the competitiveness. Then sure, then you can get into that. That's when it gets fun. That's when the pressure really falls on the I guess the coaches, but like that is not, you can't tell me that ain't a schematic thing out there against Indiana.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it. Even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
I mean, and that's, you know what happens. And my Buffalo Bills got blown out by the Ravens. I was like, oh, I mean, and this is, you know, when I kept trying to tell people, this is a 12-chapter book that's not ready to overflow. People, when you hear a coach say we have a good team, people think you like it's easy, and this is what a lot of people in media do. They think good means complete. It's not. We got a good team, probably, you know, obviously above average teams trending towards good. Really just crapped the bed, and they got to bounce back, and they got, luckily enough, they got enough time to do so versus if this was the last game of the season. So, you know, I think a lot of people are trying to like put meat on a bone and try to, you know, be some piranhas on it, when at the end of the day, you got to understand, you know, where you're at and what happened. Sure, there's plenty of blame to go around, but the main people that are going to fix it, there's an old saying, you got excuses, you're going to make excuses, you're going to make progress. Progress starts with what you can control as a player. That's the way it happens in the pros. It happens in high school. It happens in college. You get your butt whooped, you got to check yourself first. Check you first. Did you handle your business? Because there's nobody that got on that bus and said, I played good.
Is there a difference between coach foreman, player foreman, fan foreman, and how they're going to process going into Ohio? Because it's officially, as you said, it's officially Ohio State week.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean,
right. We have to be fair, right? That Jay Foreman, the professional, can speak to spaces and corners that, you know what? In the situations I've been in, some things happened that we wasn't happy about. And this is how we dealt with it. And this is at the very top level of this sport that we love so much. Then there's Coach Foreman, right? Mm-hmm. Who can look at it and process it with a greater, far greater understanding of what's going on. Because you see things that are happening before they happen.
Right.
Right. Then there's the fan that, and most of the people that we're talking to are fans.
Sure. And that, and they have a place too. And they have a lot of say in it too. I mean, it's,
so what would you say to the Husker fan about what happened Saturday versus what to, maybe not what to expect Saturday, but how do you feel about going into Saturday? Cause.
Well, I know how these fans, I mean, I know how the fans feel, and rightfully so. There's a lot of disappointment going around based on execution, effort, or whatever you want to call it, right? Just because you should be. As a player, I would be disappointed. I'd be disappointed in myself and my linebackers and my defense and offense. I'd be disappointed, sure, you know?
Yeah.
And as a fan, you should be. What you actually should expect is better execution, better efficiency, and better, I guess, which you do that, then the effort will be there. You know, a better drive and competitiveness. That's what I think that's what you should be expectations. And as a coach, that's probably along the same. But also, I think you coach and you train and you get the guys into the mindset that you can beat Ohio State. See, like, the problem I would have, like, against, like, Indiana, and I play with pros like this, right, where when we were playing the Colts, we had young guys come in. They're like, heck, he talked about Peyton Manning and all them for, like, dude. I said, dude, you lost the game before we played on Sunday, right? I mean, we know he's great. We know Marvin Harrison is great. But did you make it harder on him? Did you complete? Because everybody's human. Everybody has, like, holes in their game, per se. And if you put people in, if you put a team in a situation that they are not accustomed to or don't want to play over time, the athletic ability gap or talent gap is nullified. You can point to Vanderbilt. You could point to Idaho against Oregon. You can point to
Madison thumping North Carolina in their own crib.
You could talk to a whole bunch of different, you know, different scenarios. Here's what my focus would be against Ohio State. Here's what it showed me, like, under pressure. And this is what I love Ryan Day. And this is what here's what he showed me over time. And it came to reality last year at Michigan. They had control of the game. Now, granted, they went to the best player in the nation or the number one receiver, and I felt like his effort was suspect at best. But also, the drive before, it was clock management with him. So as the game gets, if you can keep the game tight, the pressure is no longer on you. That doesn't mean that you go, oh, let's just throw it deep and all that. But then the game gets shorter. Then actually, that's when you become to get stronger. That's what we obviously didn't do against Indiana. But, and I think they're probably a little, you know, maybe, you know, because of JMU, you have to be really, really good with the clock and situational football. Why is that important? How you approach this game, how you compete in this game is having a starting goal, middle goal, and end goal. on how that you want this game to go. You got to make Ohio State beat you. You can't beat yourself. You can't help them. Why? Because after a timeout, I don't get the 12 play thing. That's on the rules and all this other stuff. After a timeout, that lets me know you ain't did your 2 minute drill. You try to tell me you didn't tell your quarterback you got 4 seconds left. If you scramble, I need a second to go. One, you had a timeout. And then number two, to get the field goal.
Get down, man. Get down.
So if you get to that point, you know, it'd be great. You can get into schematics and who you want to take advantage of. And is the defense of Ohio State really as good as the talent level, right? You know, I would – Denzel Burke, you probably like Ward a couple years ago. You probably should have left after your junior year. He came back and hey, you're getting roasted, homeboy. But I think the biggest thing is Nebraska, you know, when they go back to work or go back to practice, they just got to – they got to – like.
No, you said it right the first time.
What?
They got to go to work.
What? No, what I'm saying, when you go, when you go back to work or when you're at practice, you know, as much as you're worried about Ohio State and what they have, what's more important is what you need to do so you can actually – do what you're expected to do and want and should do against Ohio State.
Yeah, individual accountability, right. And then group accountability.
You know, just go play
team responsibility.
Yeah, go play football.
Like there's right. a method to it. There's a way to do it. We've seen how
it's hard. It's because right? it's an immature team. It's an immature team, and for they're learning how to win and all this other stuff. And it's a process that a lot of schools are, that it's a process and a skill that is glossed over from youth football, high school football, and then college. Learning how to win, what it takes to win. Because you see it all the time in basketball where you see more games lost in basketball and football than any other sport. Because everybody's there. What do they say in basketball, Austin? I'm just here to get mine. Right? Then I'm out. Right? But then they gloss over the fact that when you want to go to the highest level, they like winners. Because they figure like when you're a winner and you will make winning plays, that means that they can trust you to do the work that's needing to win. It's a habit and it's a skill that what we were, well, me and DP, since we're obviously significantly older than you, Austin, that we were taught at a very young age that was actually magnified and put at a high level. When you just go back and watch like the 85 draft or the 83 draft and the 90, and where they were talking about like with Tim Couch, like, well, he hasn't really had to win. What they tell you about Jay Cutler? Has all the talent in the world. Couldn't do what Brett Favre's done and win a game when he was at Southern Miss, I think against Bama, right? I think it was. He won. I think it was against Bama. Brett Favre, Southern Miss beat Bama. It was a big time win. They're like, he knows how to win, right? And so, but at over time, it became, well, he can run a 40 and all this other stuff. Now you got to do it, but I think the learning how to win is a process that they're learning at, and it's a day-to-day thing, because learning how to win, you just don't do it one day. It's a everyday type of thing.
I'm glad you called them a young team, because that was really why when I said, when you were talking about somebody's going to step up and have to kind of lead and rebrand and asking who it was, you have some veteran players. But as you just said, they have to be veteran players that know how to win.
Yeah.
Rather
so
than
they're young,
just
everybody,
being,
they're all on the same page.
Right.
You got guys with experience, but everybody's going, they all went through like a very unique, weird process.
If you're a fifth year, sixth year senior, and you haven't won the entire time you're here, the young people go, well, what do you know about
it? Right. And so you got to break that. You got to break that.
Right.
You got to break that ice. And that's a different way how to lead. And if you don't really understand it, and you got to make sure that you're doing it with the purity of, we need to get there. Mm-hmm. And when I leave, I want you to do better than me. Right. Then that's kind of like where you're at. So I think they're, you know, learning that, you know, what being demanding, and sometimes you step on people's toes, and you know what? And you step on people's toes, and you know, you stubbed your toe at night, right? By the time you wake up in the morning, you'll be all right. You still be buddies. We'll still be able to have some cupcakes.
Yeah, but I still need to get that back, man. We got stuff to do, right?
Is
that
I think it's like I said, man. It's always tough
after a 56-7 weekend. Just shatters a lot, and you can. It's one of those things. That, okay, do you watch film?
Oh yeah,
yeah, you watch
oh,
the
yeah.
film.
Oh yeah, you know what? You know what? I'm going to talk about when we played the Chiefs, when we got blown out the frame. I'm going to talk about how this process goes. Then we'll move on to Ohio State after this break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school. We are back.
Ohio football fans, picture this:
You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.